You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome back to the podcast. My name is DeAndre Nicolette. If you're new here, my love, welcome. I'm super excited to have you here tuned in for your first ever episode of Manifest Daily. And of course, to all my OG listeners, you already know the vibes, okay? Hey girl, hey. Hey boy, hey. What's poppin'? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of your fave. So my loves, today we're talking about seven different mindsets, seven different beliefs, seven different things that are keeping you unsuccessful, broke, in just like not the reality that you would prefer to live. And I'm super excited for this episode. I think you guys are going to find this one super enlightening. It's jam-packed with a ton of info, or at least I feel like it will be, okay? Because obviously, you know, I record this in chronological order. So I'm not recording the intro before I have recorded the actual episode. So I'm predicting that there will be nuggets of wisdom in this episode for you to take away. And I'm super excited for it. But before we dive into this episode, y'all, I gotta share what happened to me this morning at the gym because, baby, I am like still in a panic about what happened. So y'all, I went to this workout class and it was like, it's called Fully Vested. Basically, you wear a weighted vest and you walk on the treadmill. So I did that class. I was feeling good. I was feeling, you know, in the zone, whatever. And I was like, you know what? Let me do another 50 minutes of exercise. I was like, let me go downstairs. Let me go on the Stairmaster for a little bit. Let me like get a good little sweat in to finish up my full 1 hour workout. So I go downstairs and I get on the Stairmaster. And the first thing that should have told me it was time to go home was the fact that my AirPods died. My AirPods have been giving me so much trouble. They specifically died right before I went on the Stairmaster. And I was thinking like, okay, I don't really want to work out on the Stairmaster of all things without music, but I was like, you know what? I committed to this. Like, let me get on the Stairmaster. Let me just like bang this out. I'm gonna do 10 minutes, whatever, whatever. It's gonna be quick. AirPods are dead. They're in my ear. I hop on a Stairmaster and I turned on. If y'all have ever been to any gym, been to any specific place where they have workout equipment, y'all know when you start the machine, it starts off at like a level one, a level 0.5 sometimes, especially if you're on the treadmill. Like, it's giving you slow and controlled, okay? So you can increase the speed. Why I press this button on the Stairmaster, I press the on button, baby, speed went to 19. Y'all, it took everything in me not to scream, not to panic, not to look alarmed, because the fastest I have ever gone on the Stairmaster is a level 10. And that's when I had lost my damn mind. And I went level 10 for like 10, 15 seconds before I dropped it back down because I was like, oh, baby, that's not for me. This thing started off and it went to level 19. When I tell y'all, in my head, I'm panicking, I'm freaking out, but I'm pressing the button calmly. Mind you, I'm running up the stairs. So can y'all imagine this? I'm literally running up the stairs and pressing the button to like lower it down. So finally, I get it down to a level 5. I'm catching my breath. I'm like, okay, that was weird. I'm thinking maybe somebody was on the machine before and running, and for some reason, it didn't reset to, you know, the start to like a level 1 like it was supposed to. So I'm like, all right, whatever. Next thing you know, the fan comes on. I'm like, okay, I don't want no fans right now. I'm pressing the button to turn the fans down. The fans aren't turning down. I keep pressing the button. I'm like, what is going on with the Stairmaster? It is possessed. I was like, all right, you know what? I guess I'm just going to have some dry eyes on the Stairmaster as I walk up these stairs. Next thing you know, y'all, let me tell you, I swear to God, this thing was possessed, because all of a sudden, this Stairmaster goes back to level 19. I need y'all to understand level 19. Like, if you have ever been on a Stairmaster, I'm sure you understand the level of fear that I was feeling in my body. Like, I was literally like, God, I'm going to have to jump off of this thing. I'm going to have to jump, tumble, roll on the floor. I'm going to have to call. See, I'm never going to be able to come back to this gym. I was literally freaking out. So it goes to level 19 again. Again, I'm literally running up the stairs as it's increasing speed. I'm running up the stairs and I'm trying to press the button to turn it down, and this thing will not go down. It keeps going to like 18, then it bumps back up to 19, 18, then it bumps back up to 19. I'm like, what is going on right now? So finally, my saving grace, I'm like, let me just press the stop button and pray. Like, that's all I could do. At this point, if the stop button doesn't work, if it keeps going, I'm going to have to jump. Like, this is literally it. So I press the stop button. By the grace of God, this Stairmaster turns off. Like, it starts to slow down and it turns off. When I tell you, I got off there so quick. I grabbed a wipe, wiped it down, walked to the locker room, got my protein shake, got my keys, got my bag, and I left. I was like, I was like, see, this is why when you are given the signs of what to do, where to go, listen to that intuition. Because the minute my AirPods died, I said, ooh, maybe I should go home. Maybe I've done enough today. Like, my body is sore. I had a good workout. I had a good workout yesterday. Like, maybe I should go home and rest up. Go record this podcast episode that I need to record before my movie. Y'all know I'm always on here Saturday morning recording these episodes before my movie. I was really feeling that in my heart, in my soul, but I ignored it. Got on the Stairmaster and had to fight for my life for like a good 30 seconds of literally running up the stairs. So I had to share that with y'all, because literally, when I tell you, I called my mom after. I was in such a panic. I was like, I don't even know how to describe what just happened to me. I don't know if I'm ever going to go on that Stairmaster again. I'm going to go on the Stairmaster, but that particular one, like, it was the second one, I don't think it's going to see me again, because... Anyways, my loves, let's go ahead and dive into the 7 ways of thinking that are keeping you broke, unsuccessful, and just not in the place that you want to be physically, mentally, spiritually, energetically. Let's go ahead and dive into it. Grab your water, grab your tequila. Okay, it's Saturday. It's not morning. It's 12:18. So it's giving afternoon. Will I take a shot of tequila? I don't know. Maybe I'm going to go get lunch after the movie. So I might actually have myself a little margarita. But, you know, have your little shot of tequila, your water, your hot cocoa, perhaps, whatever beverage of choice or snack that you want to grab. And let's go ahead and dive into this episode. Way of thinking, the first thing that you're doing that is keeping you unsuccessful is that you are avoiding discomfort. In order to invite change into your life, in order to invite those moments where you're able to level up, you're able to do things that you didn't think you were capable of, you're able to call in miracles that you are literally dying to experience, you have to be able to, and you have to be ready to experience discomfort. When we go through periods of growth, when we go through periods when we're up leveling in our life, oftentimes it's not comfortable. You're having these moments where you're starting new things, experiencing new beginnings, and it is going to be uncomfortable. But the thing about that is that discomfort doesn't mean that it's bad. In fact, I always like to say that discomfort means that you are in a really good position. When you're feeling discomfort, especially when you are in a stage of your life where something has ended and you're starting something new, that means that this new thing, whatever you're starting, is challenging you. And discomfort isn't fun. Like, no one wants to feel uncomfortable. No one wants to feel like they are a beginner at something. No one wants to feel like they don't know as much as they want to know. When you are in a space where you are inviting discomfort, you're also inviting challenges into your life. And challenges are exactly what you need to grow. If you're always comfortable in your life, that just basically means that you're not growing. The thing about life is that we are going to have chapters and seasons where we are comfortable, where we are familiar with our surroundings, the people that we are associating with, where we're familiar and comfortable with like pretty much everything in our life or most of the things in our life. And that's a beautiful place to be, right? Especially if you have just overcome a challenge previously, especially if you push yourself outside of your comfort zone. But the thing about comfort is that if you stay in that moment of comfort for too long, you risk becoming stagnant. You risk not allowing yourself to grow. Putting yourself in uncomfortable situations, challenging yourself, is really going to be the catalyst to your growth. No, it's not always fun. No, it's not something that everyone wants to experience all the time. time, but what it does do is push you to be a better version of yourself. How do you expect to get to success? How do you expect to actually call in these big manifestations if you're never putting yourself in challenging situations? People who are successful, they take risks. People who are successful, they push themselves outside of their comfort zone, whether that means going to new events, introducing themselves to new people and networking when they don't want to, trying new things. Like, it is such a small thing, but it is really crucial to your success for you to always be inviting the new and the challenging, for you to always be inviting opportunities for you to grow and to learn and to meet new people and to push yourself, again, like I said, to be a better version of yourself. So the second thing that you may be doing that is causing you to be unsuccessful in your life, maybe not manifesting the reality that you prefer, is that you are making promises to yourself and other people, and you are consistently breaking those promises. I have talked about this so many different times, and this is one that I feel so strongly about, but it is so important to have integrity, right? Not just with yourself, but with other people as well. And you know what? Now that I say that, I would almost say that it's a bit more important to have that integrity with yourself, to make sure that you know that whenever you make a promise to yourself, you're gonna stick to that promise, or you're going to do everything in your power to attempt to stick to that promise. If you're someone that constantly sets goals, but then every time you set those goals, you don't actually take the actions necessary to achieve your goals, you don't actually push yourself outside of your comfort zone, you don't actually do what you need to do. Every single time you tell yourself, I'm going to be successful, I'm going to do this, I'm setting this goal, you speak something aloud, subconsciously, you don't believe yourself, because you know that every single time in the past that you've set a goal, every single time in the past that you've made a promise to yourself that you're going to do something, start something, stop something, you have let yourself down. You have broken the promise. Our word is our bond, and we should treat it as such. In order to really tap into the power of your words, you need to make sure that every time you say something, every time you speak a promise aloud, every time you say that you are going to do something, that you do everything in your power to follow up with that and actually like make that happen as best as you can. Our words are powerful, and I've seen people say it before that our words are spells. But the thing about that is that if you are constantly speaking words and you're never putting action behind your words, you're never actually following up with your words, then your words start to lose power. So make sure when you're making promises to yourself, when you're setting goals, that you actually follow through with those goals, that you actually have that integrity with yourself. Number three, are you waiting for the best time to start? There literally is no best time to start. Or you know what, actually, scratch that. The best time to start would be today or yesterday. Okay. That's the best time to start anything and everything. A lot of times we like set these goals and we think that in order to get there, in order to really achieve what we want to achieve, in order to really manifest what we want to manifest, we have to be approaching things with like an almost perfect mindset. Y'all know perfect does not exist. The other thing is that you have to remember that everyone starts somewhere. So for example, there are a lot of people out there right now who are creating content, and there are a lot of people who are very successful in creating content. And if you're someone who wants to become a content creator, or who at least wants to do that part-time or full-time or whatever the case is, like if you have a goal around that, say you're looking at someone who's a content creator and you're seeing all the equipment that they have, you're seeing all these things that you're doing, you're seeing every single thing that their entire team is helping them to achieve. And you feel like, okay, I can't start until I have this type of camera. I can't start until I have this type of mic. I can't start until I have the money for this. I can't start until I have this program. If you're waiting and waiting and waiting and putting it off until you have everything that that specific content creator has, or everything to the specific caliber that that content creator has, before you feel ready, you're going to be waiting for a long time. And unfortunately, you're going to get yourself in a position where you could have made progress. You could have gotten yourself so much farther in the game if you had just started when you had the initial idea. We are not married to any specific way of doing things. We're always allowed to pivot. We're always allowed to change, and we're always allowed to grow. So if you start something today, just because you start filming with your iPhone or recording with a certain type of mic or doing things in your parents' basement, perhaps, doesn't mean that that's where you're always going to stay. You have to trust the process. You have to trust that you're going to grow, you're going to evolve, you're going to be able to outgrow wherever you are right now. But if you don't start today, if you don't start right now, you're not going to go through the process of learning everything that you need to learn to get to that point. Part of the process involves overcoming challenges. Part of the process process involves that discomfort. Like I mentioned for the first point, part of the process involves allowing yourself to grow into that version of yourself. And the way to get there is not by waiting until you have all the equipment that you think you need to get there. It's by starting, jumping in, doing, and growing. This is another trait that's common among people who are successful, who society deems as successful or who is labeled as successful, is that these are the type of people who jump in head first. They jump in and they're willing to be like, I'm going to learn along the way. I don't know everything right now, but I know enough. I know that I want to try this. I know that I want to do this. I know that I have this goal. And I know that in order for me to really learn everything that I need to do to get there, I'm going to jump in and I'm going to start learning right now. You learn by doing. You learn by taking risks. You learn by allowing yourself to be uncomfortable. You don't learn by sitting on the sidelines and just watching. Scratch that. Yes, you can learn some things, right, by sitting on the sidelines and watching, by creating a plan. One thing about life, you know what I'm saying? They say you plan, God laughs. So you might have this entire plan mapped out. You might have your, you know, your step 1, 2, 3, 4, and you might dive in and you might realize that your step 2, 3, and 4 are irrelevant because you started with step 1. You're realizing like, okay, I got to change some things. I have to pivot. And what I thought was my step 2 is no longer my step 2. And you only learn that by diving in. You only learn that by doing. So start today, start yesterday. Don't wait for tomorrow. Whatever it takes for you to start today, do it right now. Number 4, you are thinking that failure, and again, I'm putting this in quotation marks, is a reason to quit and failure is not a learning moment. Let's talk about failure for a second. I said in the last episode that you are never in a losing position. And I mean that when I say that. And what I mean by you are never in a losing position is that whenever you have a moment where you set out to do something and it doesn't go as planned, it goes completely opposite, completely left from what you thought it was going to go or where you thought it was going to go rather, that does not mean that everything is a bust. That does not mean that all the work you put in, all the thought you put in, all the time, energy, and effort was a complete waste of time. What that means is that you have a learning moment now. You have something where you have gathered data on a specific situation, on a specific plan that you had, and you can now take that data and reevaluate where you want to go. You can take that data and reevaluate your approach. You can take that data and reevaluate what you need to do, who you need to be around, how you need to take the next step. Failure is not an end-all be-all. Failure does not mean that you need to quit this thing. Failure does not mean that it's never going to work out for you. You know how many people have started something? You know how many entrepreneurs, rather, have started a business and had that business fail? They've gone bankrupt. They've lost the business. It didn't work out the way they thought it was going to work out. And you know what a lot of these successful people did, if not all of them? Instead of allowing that to be the wall that they hit that made them say, okay, well, you know what? Entrepreneurship isn't for me. Guess I'm not a business owner. Guess this isn't meant for me. Guess I'm not supposed to be a millionaire. Guess I'm not supposed to change the world. Instead of saying that, they got up and they said, you know what? I'm going to try a different approach. I can take every single thing that I learned from what happened here, every single thing that I learned in this specific situation that led me to a place where it didn't work out. And I can take that and I can tailor a different approach to what I'm going to do next. If every single time something doesn't work out for you and you choose to see that as your sign that nothing is supposed to work out for you, that this thing is not supposed to be for you, then it's not going to be. Then all you do is that you lay down and you quit. You end up fulfilling your own prophecy. That's self-fulfilling prophecy. You end up saying, I'm a failure. Well, this isn't supposed to be for me. Well, it's not going to work out. And in doing that and saying that and acting that way and approaching it that way and believing that it's not supposed to work out for you, it's just not going to work out for you. But if you choose to look at that moment and say, okay, this thing didn't work out, but you know what? I'm going to take every single thing that I've learned and I'm going to allow myself to shift the way that I approach the next thing that I try, or I'm going to try this thing again, but I'm going to try it with a different approach. You are being strategic, you are being smart, and you are really allowing yourself to take this moment and understand it is simply just a learning moment. It's not meant for your defeat. It's not meant for you to lay down and give up. It is meant for it to be a learning moment for you. When I decided to audit my wellness routine and implement changes, one of the first things I looked at was my supplements. I wanted to simplify my daily supplements, so I decided to try AG1. And let me just say, this was one of the best decisions that I made in 2023. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I also love that every single scoop includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. Since drinking AG1 daily, I've noticed that I feel more energized and my mental clarity and my ability to manage and recover from stress have improved. I used to rely on a ton of different supplements. If y'all remember my little pill box, then you know, okay? And I use these supplements to help me feel calm and more alert, but I just love how simplified my morning routine has become with AG1. Adding AG1 in the morning covers my bases with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and nutrients sourced from whole foods. Let me just tell y'all what my favorite part of this entire thing is. You only need to take one scoop, literally one scoop a day, every single day, mixed with water. That is it. It's giving very much work smarter, not harder, even with what you put in your body. AG1 is the supplement that I trust and have trusted since 2023 to provide the support that my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. That's drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. Check it out.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When I decided to audit my wellness routine and implement changes, one of the first things I looked at was my supplements. I wanted to simplify my daily supplements, so I decided to try AG1. And let me just say, this was one of the best decisions that I made in 2023. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I also love that every single scoop includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. Since drinking AG1 daily, I've noticed that I feel more energized and my mental clarity and my ability to manage and recover from stress have improved. I used to rely on a ton of different supplements. If y'all remember my little pill box, then you know, okay? And I use these supplements to help me feel calm and more alert, but I just love how simplified my morning routine has become with AG1. Adding AG1 in the morning covers my bases with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and nutrients sourced from whole foods. Let me just tell y'all what my favorite part of this entire thing is. You only need to take one scoop, literally one scoop a day, every single day, mixed with water. That is it. It's giving very much work smarter, not harder, even with what you put in your body. AG1 is the supplement that I trust and have trusted since 2023 to provide the support that my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. That's drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. Check it out.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Next next one I have is one that I have had to tackle myself many a times, and that is that you are staying busy versus staying focused. Let's talk about it. When it comes to progress and when it comes to making progress in anything in our lives, oftentimes we think that the more that we're doing, the more that we are twiddling our thumbs, the more that we're turning different plates, the more that we're like tending to a bunch of different things, the busier we are, the more that we have on our calendar, the more that we're doing, right? And that's not always the case, because being productive and being efficient does not always mean that you are super busy. What that means is that you have created systems, workflows, things in your life that are getting the job done. Whatever your goal is, you're creating something, a system or workflow, a plan that's going to allow you to get to your goal in the most efficient way. And again, that doesn't always mean that you are incredibly busy in your process of doing so. Y'all know that I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast. I think I felt that shame again, but I closed down the community again. I know. Hello. I know. Don't roll your eyes. Like, literally, I rolled my eyes for you guys a million times on my own. Okay. I had a conversation with myself and I talked about my specific goals for my business, for my brand. You know, I looked at what does the next 2 to 3 years, the next 5 years even look like? If I were to say, this is what success is for me. This is the big goal. This is the big vision. And I always say that you always have to revisit that big vision and that big goal, because it does change over time. Because the goal that I have now for Manifest Daily and the goal that I have now for my business has shifted from the goal that I had 2-3 years ago. And that's because a lot of the goals that I set, like I remember at one point, 1 million downloads was my goal. We hit 1 million downloads. We're actually almost at 2 million downloads. Like, that was my big goal at the time. And because I've hit that goal, I have to create a new goal for myself. I have to create a bigger vision. I have to create something new. And so when I sat with that and I looked at what I was doing in my life, I was trying to be on all the platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, you know, got the email going, got the community going, doing all of these different things. And I really sat with that and I said, what are the things that are actually going to get me to this big goal? What are the moves that I need to make? What are the things that actually matter, not just to the goal, but also to myself and my soul? What do I actually care about? When I sat with that and I wrote down all the things I was doing, I realized that there were a couple things on that list that could go. They were taking up my time. They were making me feel very, very busy. They were stressing me out, and they were causing me to feel like I was spinning my wheels and doing a ton of different things that didn't necessarily align with this bigger goal and this bigger vision that I had. What I did after I made that list and after I realized, you know, where I was expending energy that I did not need to expend energy anymore, I went through and I removed those things from the list and I created a new plan for my new approach to how I was going to get to this goal and how I was going to get to this big vision. Do that with your goal. Do that with whatever you're manifesting. Ask yourself the question, what am I actually doing and what do I actually need to be doing? Because I guarantee you there are certain things that you are doing right now that you think you need to be doing. For example, one of the ones that I had on my list was, funny enough, was TikTok. And the thing about TikTok is, I know it's like blowing up right now. You know, I work in social media as well. My boss is like obsessed with TikTok, and people talk about how it's like everyone needs to be on TikTok and they need to be participating in TikTok. And I totally understand that from a social media marketing perspective of like trying to get on the newest platforms whenever it's hot and whenever it's new and whenever there's that chance to grow exponentially. However, I also think it's really important to ask yourself if that's something you truly enjoy. Ask yourself if that's something that is the best use of your time and the best use of your energy. And when I sat with it and when I sat with what my bigger goal was, the type of business that I'm actually building, because at the end of the day, I don't want to just be a content creator. That isn't actually my goal, to be a content creator, for you guys to just see Manifest Daily and be like, oh, it's DeAndre. Like, I'm building something bigger than that. And when I sat with that, I realized that TikTok wasn't necessarily at this moment in time, considering that I have limited time, limited energy, limited money, TikTok wasn't a huge part of that. And despite the fact that everyone, you know, is on the platform, that there's a lot of pressure, I think, to be on the platform, I had to realize that TikTok was me staying busy, but not staying productive, staying busy, but not being focused. Ask yourself, like, what does that look like for you in terms of your big vision, in terms of your big goal? What does focus look like to you? What are the you know, one or two or three things that you need to double down on? Time, energy, money, everything in order to get to your goal, get to your vision, get to your manifestation in a more efficient way. And everything else, allow that to, I mean, you could still spend time on it, but it's not a high priority on your list. Like literally create a list and prioritize the things that you need to focus on. My next tip kind of touches on what I was talking about there with the TikTok thing. And it is that you are trying to do what everyone else is doing because you think you should. Again, for me, that example that I mentioned, that was TikTok. I was like, okay, I gotta like be on here posting like 5 times a day because that's what everyone else is doing. And you know, I gotta grow on TikTok. And when I sat with that, I was like, okay, well, why do I want to grow on TikTok? Like, yeah, okay, it could lead people to the podcast, it could lead people to YouTube, whatever. But I'm like, is that really the best use of my time and my energy and my effort right now? Or could I be spending more time and energy and effort on the YouTube videos? Something that I genuinely love editing, I genuinely love producing, I genuinely love making, and that actually is part of the bigger vision and the bigger brand and business that I'm building. So you have to ask yourself, like, what are some of the things that I'm doing that I'm spending my energy and my time on that I think I should be doing, that I'm only doing because I feel the pressure to be doing? Are those things actually related to whatever type of life you're building? If you don't want to participate on social media, but you feel like you have to participate on social media because all your friends are doing it, do you really want to be here? Do you really want to be on Instagram? If you feel that you need to be doing a certain program in school, or if you feel that you need to be doing a certain track in your career at work, is that something that is truly fueling you? Is that something that's truly leading you to that bigger vision, to the life that you're manifesting? Or is it just something that you are doing because you think that you should be doing it? Ask yourself why you're doing every single thing that you're doing. I understand that there are things in our life that we do for fun, right? And that is a purpose in and of itself. Like, I love to read my books at night. And I read my books at night not because they're getting me closer to my goal. To be quite honest with you, the books that I read at night, like I'm reading a memoir right now. I'm reading the Jeanette McCurdy memoir. It's so good. Highly recommend if you guys haven't read it yet. But I'm reading that right now. And that isn't necessarily like directly related to the life that I'm building or the goal that I have. However, I just enjoy it. It fuels me, right? It's not something that I'm doing because I think I should. I don't read. I'm not reading a ton of books because I'm like, oh my God, book talk and this and that. And I feel like I need to be keeping up with everyone. I'm doing it because I want to. So ask yourself, are the things that you're doing related to your goal, related to your vision, related to who you are, who you want to be? Or are they things that you're doing to make other people happy? Because one thing about successful people is that they do what fuels them. They do what makes them happy. They do what is related to their goals. They do something for their bigger vision and for their why. They don't do for others. And not necessarily, I'm not talking about from like helping other people sense. I'm talking about doing things for other people because you feel like you should, following a specific career track, doing specific things in your life because your family has pressured you to, or because society has pressured you to. I'm not talking about helping people, you know, for the sake of helping people. Like, that's a different thing. But if you are literally doing so many things in your life because you feel like you should, or because you're pressured by other people, you're not living for yourself. You're living for other people. And you need to call that back in, bring that energy back inward, and start living for yourself again. Okay, so the last one I have on my list is that you are not setting big enough goals. This is huge because I think a lot of times we set goals that we feel are kind of achievable. Like, and it's natural, right? You set a goal, and you set a goal that feels like you could actually do it. It feels realistic. And I think that there's something to be said about setting a realistic goal. So for example, you know, if I set a goal that one day I want to go to the moon, that's a great goal to set. But what am I actually doing to get there? Like, am I actually going to break that down and set goals to maybe become an astronaut? I don't know what that looks like. Like, am I eligible to become an astronaut? Like, I don't know. There's so many things with that, right? But like, if I set that goal to go to the moon, but I never actually break that goal down into other realistic goals that I can achieve, then the goal of going to the moon is just me, it's just me saying stuff. Like, it has no weight to it, right? There's nothing that I'm putting behind that to make that a thing. However, I do think that when it comes to setting goals, we need to push ourselves to actually think bigger, to dream bigger. The other day, I wrote down my 2023 goals and manifestations. And I did that because I was really inspired to do it. I know we're still in August, like, don't yell at me. But I felt really inspired to do it because I was thinking about all of the things that I've done in 2022. and all the things that I really want to do in 2023. And one of the things I did was I wrote down a goal for business revenue, and I wrote down a specific monthly goal that I want to hit. And this was just like a personal goal, and this is kind of like a challenge to myself. And it was something that was already a bigger goal than what I'm doing right now. It was like, I was like, okay, this feels like a stretch. And the other day I went back into my notes and I doubled that number. And I doubled that number because I said, you know what? If I believe that I can hit this number, this first number that I set, even though it's large, even though it's, you know, outside of my comfort zone, then why can't I double that number? You know, if I can hit this, then I can definitely hit that doubled number. This is about pushing yourself, right? And when you set a really big goal, oftentimes you might not get to that big goal, but what you do is you get further than you thought you would. Today in my class, I went to the walking class with the weighted vest. And at the end of the class, we took off the weighted vest and we actually did a part of the class where we were running. And the other day I did a running class and we set our PR. So our personal best when it comes to running, and my speed that I was set at was a 6.5. And that's because that was my first ever running class. And she was like, you know, we're going to set you at this PR. You're going to do this and it'll be good. At the end of this walking class day, they said, you're going to run at your PR for 30 seconds. So I ran at that PR for the 30 seconds and it felt good. And at the end of class, she was like, okay, we're going to run at your PR for 60 seconds. And she said, whatever your PR number is, I challenge you to push past that number today, to, you know, bump it up 0.5 or maybe 1.5 or 2, whatever feels comfortable to you. So instead of running the 6.5 for the last 60 seconds of class, I bumped my number up to 8. I did that because I was like, well, I want to challenge myself. I want to make my goal bigger. At first I was like, okay, I could run at a 7, but I was like, okay, why not double that? Why not double the difference in that number? Why not add more to that? Because if anything, if I start running at an 8 and I feel out of breath and I can't do it and I have to jump down to like a 7 or I have to jump back down to 6.5, maybe that means I ran at an 8 for 20 seconds or 30 seconds or 40 seconds before I had to go down. Maybe I don't get to the full 60 seconds, but maybe that means that I ran at an 8 for a longer time than I thought I could. Because the longest I've ever like sprinted or ran really fast was 30 seconds. So 60 seconds was a big challenge for me. But guess what I did? I ran at 8 for 60 seconds. And that proved to me that I could do it. It proved to me that even though I set this big goal, even though it seemed really hard, that I was able to do it. And I think that's what we need to start doing with our goals, is allowing ourselves to think bigger, push ourselves a little bit more, because even if you don't fully get there, you'll get past what you thought you were going to get. And it's about allowing yourself to see that you are stronger than you think you are, that you are more capable than you think you are, and that you can definitely achieve way more than you think you can do in a shorter period of time. But just allow yourself to think bigger and push yourself a little bit more, and I guarantee you, you'll get further than you think you will. Okay, my loves, that is today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed this one. I felt a little bit chaotic coming into it. I won't even lie. I was struggling to like get my words out, and I'm running late. I have to go see a movie at 1 o'clock and it's 12:53, so hopefully they still let me in. But I wanted thank you guys so much for being here, for listening to this episode, for tuning in, whether it was on Apple, Spotify, any of the other podcast streaming platforms, or even on YouTube, because this video is available on video as well. If you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe to my channel, give this video a thumbs up, and leave a comment down below. And if you're watching, or listening rather, on Apple or Spotify, please give the podcast a 5-star review if you haven't already. It really does help with like the algorithm, the rankings, all the things, and I appreciate it if you leave a review. I really do. Thank you so much for being here, my loves. I will chat with you in the very next episode. Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.